Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
GS on KMOX, a few minutes past 3 p.m. Happy Thursday. Our pal Janelle is here. She does the movie reviews and just generally hangs out with us as part of the team for an hour on Thursdays. Wheels, people are just mystified by you.
I know. It's weird. I don't disagree.
Dave Hines brings up a great point. He says, with Wheels, volume level is generally unrelated to anger level.
Oh, no.
Level.
That's not
yeah,
true.
Yeah, but sometimes you're really loud and I know you're not mad.
That's true.
Yeah, you could just be excited.
But I will say the volume absolutely goes up with anger. There's no question about that. No, I agree. It's weird. I don't think there's anything. I would never fight that. That's obviously a true statement. It's a weird thing.
Do you think that a very big part of you never raising your voice to Susan is Susan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can imagine being in a different marriage and raising your
potentially,
voice.
Potentially, yeah, but I'm not. But potentially, yeah. But no question.
What if the reason you were married to Andrew?
We would fight like cats and dogs. I mean, like the reason I argue with my dad, and we're best friends, but we still fight, but we have the same personality. So when one goes, the other goes, and then it's just like escalating, right?
Janelle, you a fighter?
Depends on the mood. Sometimes I'm just like, you can argue with yourself. And I feel like that gets, if I feel like that gets under your nerves more, I'll totally take that direction. So, but then,
I think that would work with most people.
Yeah.
A simple, okay.
Is infuriating if you're wanting to fight.
Yeah. I realize that the definition of a fight is different for everybody.
Sure. And I'm kind of like what you was like, yeah, fights. Are we talking like the trailer trash fight? Like things being thrown and names being called? Like, no. But arguments, yeah, that can escalate. Sure.
Yeah. So, I guess maybe I do relate it to volume because we've not been in a shouting match. Maybe that's a better way to put it. So any disagreement has always been calm. And don't get me wrong, you're not going to go that long without disagreements. But I do attribute a lot of that. I mean, her personality is calm, so it's probably helpful.
Because she'll stab him in his sleep.
Quiet during the fight.
Don't mistake calm for
right.
Weakness.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah, just because I'm quiet.
Speaking of fights, had we been in the same room, we would have had one after Black Phone 2.
Mm, yeah, we would have.
Really?
Yeah.
She was mad at me.
I was mad. Because I was like,
she all capitaled me.
No, you all capitaled me.
I did?
You all capitaled
That's
me.
That's a text fight.
Say?
Oh, no, I did all capital U.
See, the fight's
like,
over.
That was me. That's right. But I do love your emoji. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Yeah, no, because I was like, do you not even listen? I told you Black Phone wasn't any good.
I know.
And you paid $20 for it anyway.
Oh, that's what you're mad at. Not about the actual movie, just that he went and did it anyway.
Then, yeah.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
What am I here for? If not to tell you this, what movies to stay away from?
Why don't you trust me?
You have me on to tell you, what did you see this? And what did you think of it? And then you're like, I'll pay $20 anyway. And I'm like, well, great. Thanks.
I like to throw away my money.
I was like, come on. That's not.
Did you like it? Did you like the Black Phone 2?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, and I told you so. Yes. Anyways, don't make me fight.
You know another weird thing about it? I am not a Stranger Things guy. I watched season one.
Okay.
But what everyone's going through now with how the kids have aged and now they have kids and stuff.
Sure.
I kind of felt that way about Black Phone a little bit.
Okay.
Like, yeah, understandably.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, oh, these aren't the kids I knew.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I haven't started Stranger Things 5 yet. So I'm kind of wondering how that'll work. But
Andrew is not a fan. Right, Andrew? That's right.
I think he might be editing. He's got a job to do.
I know he does. I know he does.
He's busy.
Yeah, there I'm sorry. What's going on?
The Stranger
we're
fight.
Talking Stranger Things.
Five.
What about it?
I said you weren't a fan.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's stupid.
Are you going to go watch the finale at the movie theater?
No. I'll watch it on my TV.
Yeah.
But
it's getting sold
no.
out everywhere. People are like crazy for this.
I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, yeah, New Year's Eve, you can you can go to the movie theater and watch the last episode.
Yeah.
I kind of get it.
You can go do yourself.
No, I think it's I have a lot of things to say about Stranger Things. It's
okay.
Did you watch it?
No, I haven't started season 5 yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe I shouldn't say anything.
Yeah, I'm caught up to what they've released to this point.
They do this really confusing thing every season, and they did it for this season too, where rather than make compelling plots that revolve around and focus on the existing characters that they've already created.
They're
weird writing crutches that they introduce 7 new characters and then focus everything around them.
Yeah, we can't do like, the last season.
Everything about the new season revolves around like 2 characters, a character that kind of existed already but had never really been talked about, and they recast just because they were like, oh, this person has to actually act now. And this like a horribly repellent little fat kid who's always he's telling everyone to I don't even want to say what he says.
What how many have you watched all of them to this point?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like of the ones that are released.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think that that's an interesting point, that they do a lot of moving of goalposts is a fair way to put it, where like you think they in one season one thing really matters and then the next season's like, well, not that anymore, it's something else. I don't hate the new ones. I think I'm with Andrew on that. I don't hate it, but I also don't think it's as good as the ones that came before. And maybe it's the nature of doing 5 seasons with starting with 11-year-olds who are now 30.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like. It feels like they're weird. Like, boy, we really wish they were still kids. So let's just like bring in actual kids. Like the 2 characters that I'm referring to are played by actual children.
Right, they're right, right.
Children in the show and played by actors
Holly,
who are still children.
Holly is the girl, and then I forget the little boy's name. I forget what he is.
Derek
Turnbow, yeah. Like those 2 are very, in the first 4 episodes anyway, they are very prominent. And they were not at all part of the previous seasons.
So it's like what they did with like Family Ties and was it the Brady family where they had to introduce like younger.
Oliver. They brought in an Oliver.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to.
Never works.
Yeah, because the kids were originally young and then you have to be like, oh, we need to keep a young one around. So.
See, that's a mistake I made with Wiggins. He was my cousin Oliver.
Yeah.
He was going to straighten everything out. So what did you see this week?
Well, first I'd like to say tomorrow will be a year that I've been on the show. So thank you very much.
Hey.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank
you.
That's cool.
I know. It's been, And apparently nothing's been paid attention to. So anyways, we're going to talk about.
Just think how year 2 is going to be.
Maybe this year you'll take me seriously. I did see The Housemaid. There's a lot of things. Well, there's not too much coming out for the next couple weeks. I know there are 5 Nights at Freddy's. I actually skipped that screening. I'm sorry. Anybody who is really wanting to know about that, but it just did not look good. So I just decided to skip that. I did see Avatar yesterday, but I can't talk about that one yesterday or yet. The Housemaid with Sydney Sweeney's coming up. I think his name's Brendan Sklenar. Amanda Seyfried is in it. Again, it's one of those that's based on a book. The book is a very easy, non-thinking kind of novel, and it's exactly what the movie is. It's you see 2 attractive people naked. That's about the only highlight of that movie. The rest of it is having to watch Sydney Sweeney try to act, and it was painful.
Not worth seeing her naked?
It was probably worth somebody seeing her naked. She's built well, and he's built well, but it doesn't save that movie enough to. I wouldn't pay to go see. I wouldn't pay full price. Listen to me now.
Okay.
To see.
You're safe with Sydney Sweeney. I wouldn't pay $20 to see her naked.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. But yeah, no.
That's like Kevin not fighting with his wife. I've seen enough.
You're
naked.
Not crossing that line.
Yeah.
But actually, there's right now is about the time that you see stuff. People are staying at home is streaming. So now, like this weekend, Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is finally out on Paramount Plus. Did anybody see the Norwegian film last year, Troll?
Yeah, Troll 2 is out.
So excited! Out. Probably watching it tonight.
That was pretty good, man. The first one was pretty good. They have a different vibe. I'm weird. I watch a lot of like shows from Iceland and Norway and Sweden. I don't know why, but I think it's because they're different and it's a different vibe.
Kev, what's our Thor movie?
The movie?
The movie I've talked to you about.
I haven't seen it yet. What was that called?
Dude. That's why I just asked you. I don't remember.
I can't remember either, but I've got to remember. What services was that on? I got to look it up because I want to watch that.
I don't know.
But while you're thinking about it, why?
Because I loved it.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was the best Thor movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was interesting. There's another show that's called Ragnarok, but it's really cool. It's set in Norway. It's all Norwegian actors, but it's about a young guy who is the next incarnation of Thor, but he doesn't know it. And it's about how that happens, and it's set in the modern world, so it's not like this weird superhero type movie.
Yeah.
Although there's definitely some of that in it, but it's really cool. Ragnarok's a good one to check out.
I think
it's a Netflix one.
Netflix, yeah.
I think that there's something I wouldn't do it all the time. Like I wouldn't make every show I watch from different parts of the world, but I do like to watch different. I mean, there are a couple shows that I watch that are produced in Korea, that are produced in Europe, South America. There's a great one that I'm forgetting also that was like, I can't remember if it's Argentinian or I think it's Argentinian. It's about an alien invasion, and it's really good.
Did you ever see? Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about for that one. I can't remember the name of that. Did you see The Society of the Snow then?
Yeah, that was great.
That was good. That was a really intense, kind of really very realistic, dramatic look at an airplane crash.
You know that one, Dave? It's a real story. The Society of the Snow, they crash in the
Uruguayan
mountains.
Soccer
team. Ethan Hawke, right?
Yes, but actually with the people.
Right.
Yeah. Joel, you're right. It's called Mortal.
Yeah.
That's my Thor movie.
Okay.
What's that on? I got to Google that.
I don't know. I looked it up the other day
and
I found it.
IMDb says.
Tell you guys while Wheeler's doing that about Trident Exteriors. Welcome back, DGS and Camo X 321. Janelle's hanging out with us. Mike Elam's going to be here at 4 p.m. to do a DGS happy hour. Anyone want to go first? I love how you guys are.
We got to review the sheet. I
also feel like I jump in too fast too often, so I try to not do that all the time.
That's fine.
All right, I've got something. Have you guys seen these new pictures that have been released from the Epstein Island?
The
dentist office?
Yes, dentist office.
Yes, that one.
That's the only one I saw.
Wait, they have a dentist office?
So there's a room, there's a dental chair, there's, I guess, some dental equipment. Which is weird to have on your private island, but fine. But the truly strange part is there are pretty realistic looking masks of human faces hung all over the walls.
Totally not.
Just like my dentist.
So I encourage you out there, if you want to have a little chill run down your spine, just maybe type into the old Google Epstein dentist and see what comes up.
What in the world is going on?
There's also just, you know, like pictures of some of the rooms, like the lodging on this island. I think it looks fine. Like it looks like a place maybe I would stay at, but I'm also poor. The fact that rich people were vacationing on this island and staying in these kind of accommodations makes you scratch your head a little bit. Like, well, what's the motivation for staying
there?
They're
not there for the room.
Right. Exactly. I have some more theories that I won't bore everyone with, but it's weird.
I was going to say, I can't believe you looked it up.
And the Epstein stuff, I mean, that was on fire for a while, and now it's kind of fading away. I don't think we should let it fade away.
No.
I think we should keep looking into this stuff.
I mean...
So anyway, that's my happy hour topic.
Yeah.
The extremely creepy pedophile island photos that have been released.
Top that, Wheeler.
All right. I saw this story that I thought was interesting because to me it was like, duh. But there was a study done recently, like new research is the way it was put, shows that our pets may be as neurodivergent as we are. And I'm like, yeah, if you've ever owned multiple pets, you can see they're all very different.
Yeah.
And some of them are neurotic and some of them are calm and some of them are yelly. And like, I felt like you didn't need to do research to figure that out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I've had five as an adult. We had a kid dog when I was a kid, but we had five dogs in our adult life. Every one of them is completely different from the others. Now, there are some similarities. Two of them are both kind of like neurotic and freak out about everything. Other two that are super confident and don't care. But like, it just feels like that's, if you have a brain, if you're a chimp, if you're a deer, if you're a horse, they're all going to be a little different. Right? I mean, I thought we kind of understood that.
Yeah. We have three and they're not one of them is the same as the other one. There's one is completely vigilant on everything that happens around the house, of every window. One could, you can't peel him off the couch if you tried. And the other one just lives to annoy both of them. So,
Beppy Cat
you
brings
just described my family.
Beppy Cat brings up an excellent point. She says, the one thing all cats have in common is they're weird. I've never thought about it that way, but yeah, I've never met a cat and been like, what a normal cat. You know, they all do have very interesting idiosyncrasies about them.
Yeah, I mean, it does make sense though, right? Because what we know about brains and all the animals with them is that every brain's different. Now, there's similarities. There are similarities in how they function and all that, but there's always a different result. And you can have identical twins with different personalities and different ways of, you know, how their brain works, even though they were born from the same genetics. I don't know where I was going to finish that.
Yeah, no, we didn't either.
I was going to think about like...
It was exciting.
And no, it wasn't dirty. It was just, I got lost and I'm like, oh yeah, genetics. Exact same genetics.
I thought of one last week for Thanksgiving. Most of us worked 3 days and then had 4 days off. And I think, Janelle, check me on this if I'm wrong, the 5-day work week was a Henry Ford invention.
That's who it's credited to.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, 5 and 2, back then it was just 7. You know, you just didn't get time off. But do you think that we'd function better emotionally, happiness and productivity if we were 3 on, 4 off? And then secondly, other than like a person who works on a assembly line, does anyone really work 8 hours?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, like the assembly line is a great example, but I mean, I think if you're doing an 8-hour shift at McDonald's, you probably don't have much time to like check your phone. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think the more menial your job is, the more you work? I think that makes sense to me. Because I worked harder at Mr. Donut than I worked as a lawyer or at this.
Well, you can't. I mean, you have to produce a result in a job like that.
True.
You don't have the freedom to just sit around and do whatever on your computer all day and then scramble to make it all good by the deadline. Like, yeah, you have to show.
You think
your
we
work.
Would be happy with 3 days on and 4 days off, or eventually we'd be like, I can't believe I have to work 3 days.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I agree.
We would try to will it down as like till we were working 8 to noon on a Monday and that was it.
But more off days would still be nice. More off than on days would still be pretty great.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. I just also agree with Janelle that we would still find a way to be crappy about
We'd
it.
We'd be like, thank God it's Tuesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You let me down again.
From the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, Dave Murray joins us. Hey, Dave.
Hello there.
Dave, what jobs have you had besides weatherman?
Let's see. I had a lawn business for a long time. In fact, my brother, who's 3 years older than I am, I started that with him when I was like seven.
What?
Yeah. So 7 years old, we would cut grass.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So you didn't... Did you own a lawn business, or did you cut your neighbor's grass for $5 or whatever?
Because I
well, you don't run a beverage company if you have a lemonade stand.
No, but you know what? Okay.
When Andrew and Dave Murray randomly start beefing, it's amazing radio, yeah. I just have to say.
If we did 15 neighborhood lawns, is that a business?
No.
I think it is.
Not at seven and 10 years old.
What was your LLC called?
I knew he was going to say LLC. I knew you were.
We cut.
You grow it, we cut it.
And then let's see. So I did that. I did that all the way up to college. And I caddied a lot.
Oh.
Especially once you go away to college, it's hard to have a lawn business.
Kind of hard if you're not there, right?
No, that's I want to hear about how he ran a golf course now.
And let's see, I pumped gas, actually opened a gas station for a summer, be there at like 6 in the morning to open it up.
Just Dave on the corner with a can of gas.
Dave was an oil mogul.
Yeah, Dave was an oil baron for a summer.
But let me tell you, Andrew, about our lawn business. We could cut grass. We only cut grass Monday through Friday, never on weekends.
Smart.
We would do 3-4 lawns a day, usually first thing in the morning, and then we're done. It's a cash deal. There's no taxes. There's no nothing.
This sounds more productive than most lawn services I can think of.
Hey,
tell the IRS.
Yeah, no kidding.
If you have a lawn business, I mean a real business, you got trucks and mowers and stuff like that. And we had a riding mower and a trailer.
Wow.
Not when we were 7 and 10, but as we got older.
I was going to be like, you guys are driving.
I was going to say,
damn.
The deal, you know what the deal was? My dad bought us a wheel horse tractor, which was a brand back in the day. I think they might still even be around. And he said, this is the deal. You have to completely take care of this thing. I'm not involved in taking care of it at all. To make sure the blades are sharp, the engine's running, and all that stuff. And you pay me back on a schedule you guys come up with, and you have to cut our lawn without beefing about it.
Oh, wow.
And it worked.
Man.
God, I'm a loser. With my kids, I was like, now here's the deal. I'm going to give you each $1,000 a week, and if you need more than that, then you're just going to have to ask me.
Just ask nicely, damn it.
God.
So there. So, Andrew, what job did you have that was a business?
I'm trying to think of when I was like, I didn't really have any.
Chicken baron for a while.
I was a chicken baron for a while.
There you go.
And I ran a construction company, which means for a few weeks I moved concrete blocks around.
So you were competing with Tyson and Purdue.
Yes. Yes, I had. I fought Tyson many times. He knocked me out a few times.
So you worked at Woody's.
Yeah.
In Wood River or Alton?
Alton.
Okay.
I never knew of a Wood River Woody's. I only heard of that from you.
Right next to where the McDonald's is or used to be, right on the main strip.
Okay. Yeah,
I just remember going into Woody's as a kid, and they had all those white boxes stacked up, and you grab however many you needed.
I miss it. I miss it so much.
I used to like to get the shrimp when I was a little kid.
The shrimp is great. The burgers were super underrated. The burgers were awesome.
I love that Mr. Woody didn't trust you to cook the chicken.
I could not cook the chicken. I never laid a hand on the chicken. They had a couple of people. They had a couple of old ladies. Who, one of them still lives on my street, who worked there forever. They weren't part of the family. They were the only employees besides me that weren't part of the family.
How old is she?
As I say, they must not have been as old as you thought when you were a youngin'.
I mean, I was 15, so they could have been 21. I'd have been like,
they're old ladies.
A couple of grannies. No, I think they were probably 50 then, so they're probably, well, you know, older than that now.
They probably did age if I had to guess.
As I aged a year, these ladies age 4 or 5. Yeah.
I tell you what, one of them, the one that lives on my street, looks the exact same. Doesn't look like she's aged a day in the past 20 years.
Why does everyone live on Andrew Street?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
It's a busy street.
Andrew Street?
So it's a busy street. We got her, we got Mike Roberts.
One heck of a lawn business.
Did you know Mike Roberts, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he lives across the street from me.
Oh, okay.
I still refuse
none
to believe
of these
this.
People. None of these people are the poop and dog people.
No,
oh, I'd love it.
No,
if
none of them are.
What if it was Mike Roberts?
Mike Roberts,
the chicken lady.
Mike Roberts does have two extremely cute dogs. They're so sweet. He's got a big one and a little tiny one.
Does Mike Roberts know you?
Yeah, just kind of like a little bit.
He doesn't know
that
like who you are.
He's just seen walking down the street with his shirt off.
That's how he knows me. He knows who I am because I think he and Sue are friends. So I was like, "Hey,
Sue Thomas."
Sue. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was like, "Oh, okay. How about that?" But they were the chicken generals. They were the ones in charge of
the the colonels, the generals.
Yeah, not the colonels. Yes.
Chicken corporal.
Yes, they were General Sanders. No, I miss it. It's the best chicken in the world.
I remember when I worked at Mr. Donut, we had a brownie guy, and I used to ask, like, hey, any chance I could make the brownies? They're like, oh, are you serious? Like, just like, my God.
Yeah, no, I was told, so I was the fry cook.
Okay.
But not for the frying chicken.
You were the French fry cook.
Yes, I have French fries, poppers. Poppers were big. A lot of people
like the jalapenos.
Poppers, yeah. And mushrooms, fried mushrooms, burgers, hot dogs. That's how I learned to split the hot dog down the middle just enough that you leave that little tiny hinge so you get an even cook all the way through.
Okay.
Fries, burgers. I said that already. That's about it. We had a pork sandwich that you could order, but only one person ever ordered the pork sandwich, like a pork tenderloin. I think we fried it. If I'm remembering correctly.
Okay. Do they live on your street?
They also live right next to my property.
Pork sandwich guy.
He lives on my street.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. How we looking, Dave?
Cold. We know that already, right?
Yeah.
This is out of this stretch of about 10 days or so. This is the coldest time. We're going down to 12 tonight. Not a record. Also, this is probably Dave's toughest night of the month because it's full moon night and he's got to look for it.
Oh, man. God,
you're never going to let it go.
I can't let it go.
Ever.
I have to admit, though, when I was on my own last time, no one watching me, no funny, I saw the moon. I was like, right on. Like I
nailed it.
I really felt accomplished.
I hope somebody's watching me see the moon.
Well, I took a picture and I sent it to these guys. I said, I found that MF-er.
Yeah.
Last full moon of the year.
Yeah. Yep. And it's known as the cold moon. So it's rather appropriate right now. Tomorrow, obviously, a very cold start. Winds will start to swing out to the south during the afternoon. We'll warm up to 38. Yeah, certainly not a heat wave, but that should feel pretty good, especially after today. A lot of clouds around Friday night, 29. Saturday's a quiet day, partly sunny, 38 degrees again. A little Alberta Clipper, we talked about this yesterday, passing to our north for the second half of the weekend. Late Saturday night, a lot of clouds around, little light snow flurry activity, a little freezing rain and drizzle, very light, little sleet possible, also very light. It's not a big deal, but there will be stuff around. 28 for the overnight low. Sunday, some snow flurries in the morning, cloudy skies and 32 degrees. And how about getting into the 40s come Tuesday afternoon of next week?
Nice. Ooh, yeah. Really nice. Dave, has your thoughts on a white Christmas changed at all either way?
Not enough. No, I, you know what? It, to get me to change a forecast is really, really tough, especially long range. I, you know, long range, I put it out on a certain day, you know, depending on the season. And I sink or swim with it. I'm not going to say, oh, well, you know what? 3 days before we get to Christmas, I'm going to change that forecast. Well, that's not long-range forecasting.
Art of War says, I love this stream. I never knew what anyone on the show looked like, but has anyone ever told Dave he's a head talker? He moves his head with every word. I'm not
Absolutely.
Sure which Dave he means.
Which Dave? I think it'd be both of us.
Yeah. I think the opposite would be awfully strange if you just held your head yeah. perfectly still as you spoke.
What you don't see with me is my hands flying. I'm a hand talker. Man, on TV, I couldn't keep my hands still.
You move. You bob around.
Do
yeah.
I bob?
Yeah, I don't think like, oh, that Dave Lover, he's a head talker. But like,
here's what you need to know
about
Dave.
Out, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I see that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm waiting to hear from this person say, what Dave is he talking about? Come on.
They never tell you what they want. What you want them to tell you. So, all right, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right. Do I have a live?
Hey, why don't you tell me about BioBalance?
I could tell you about BioBalance. I'm just out of it.
It's okay. I didn't hold up the.
It's because you don't live on Andrew Street.
I think I'm having a stroke.
No, you're not.
Does my head look like I'm having a stroke? Because I feel like
toast.
He's talking about you, Dave.
Oh my God, he's still here.
He's talking about you. That guy's talking about you.
Okay. You love me, I'm in the room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS350. Mike Elam is in the house. He'll be on at 4 p.m. We'll put him through the ringer, that's for sure. 10 minutes from now, Chris Ranji, he's probably already there, will be at the Hardee's in Valley Park. He'll be there from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. collecting money for Operation Food Search. It is brought to you by Jerry Kelly. Kelly. .com. JerryKelly.com. So thank you to Jerry Kelly for doing that. That's very kind of you. We appreciate that because the money is going to go into the DGS coffers. If you can't make it out there tonight, make it by whenever you can to a Hardee's and give whatever you can. You can also do it online at OperationFoodSearch.org. Just put DGS in the comments and it'll go into our account.
And thanks to Ronj for doing that, too.
Yeah, thank you, Ronj.
His time. Very nice.
And just to give you guys some perspective, over the past seven seasons, we have raised $628,000. We are trying to get to $700,000 this year. You, the DGS audience, because everyone on the crew makes their own donation within their means and what their heart tells them, but you guys do 99.9% of it, and so collectively the DGS audience has fed 3,200 kids per year every weekend through the backpack program. Wow! Right?
That's crazy.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Just crazy. Just amazing what you guys have done. So we're going to keep doing it. I really want to get to $1 million, and then I'm retiring.
Okay.
So if you want to get rid of me, just get us up to $1 million and I'm out of here.
Can I say one more thing about OFS?
Of course.
That $1 million, if we're able to reach that $1 million, it's actually more like $10 million because of what Operation Food Search is able to do. They have so many partnerships with different food suppliers, and they just know how to stretch a dollar in a way that the average consumer doesn't. So, you know, a lot of times people will bring like canned food and stuff, and that is great, but donating cash is the absolute best thing you can do with OFS. So thank you guys for donating.
Yep. Do you think prisoners get Thanksgiving dinner?
Probably a version.
Think so? Yeah,
I would think so.
Yeah, surely at the country club prisons.
Yeah.
Like Ghislaine's getting that, I'm sure.
So Ghislaine is making another run at freedom and she's representing herself?
That's what I'm hearing.
Wow.
Habeas corpus. She's going to do it herself, which I think is always a good strategy from what I hear from lawyers.
Yes, almost always works.
At what point do you run out of, like, do-overs?
Oh, here's another thing. And I mean this genuinely. What am I missing when everyone on TikTok is saying, for the first time ever in the world, Christmas will be on 25, 25, 25.
You're not missing anything. They're just being stupid.
Are they just being stupid or yes. Are they stupid?
They're just making a stupid joke because everybody be like, it's not, there's no 25.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's 12, 25, 25. Right. But it could never be 25, 25. Yeah.
They're just
25.
Doing it because so that way
people
can.
So it's just a stupid joke I don't get.
It's very stupid. There's nothing to get.
Yeah, they're just doing it for the comments.
Yeah, you don't get it because it's not really a joke. Yeah. It's just like a stupid
thing. It's the 6-7
thing. I really thought, I'm like, what am I not getting?
Right.
What you're not getting is the stupidity of some people on TikTok.
Yeah.
Because some people can't stop themselves from commenting and saying, what am I missing? There's no 25.
There's only 12 months.
Just gives them engagement and money.
Here, Rach?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you, Janelle. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.